Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online, arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Well, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned right here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm trying to reach Mr. Barna, but looks like maybe he's not available today. So we shall press on. Let me look at a couple of the highlights for you on this, because I do think that it is important. So self-identified Christians, 69% or 176 million adults, 79% believe that God has a reason for everything, 77 have a unique God-given calling. Let's see, 74 say they intentionally try to avoid sinning because they know it hurts God. The Christian largest variant, okay. Large share of the population embraces biblical principles and truths. For instance, 72% claim that every moral choice either honors or dishonors God. 62% agree that the universe was designed and created and sustained by God. 61% believe that God is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect, and just creator of the universe who still rules the universe today. But the group entertains a wide range of perspectives that are not in harmony with biblical teaching, such as 72% argue that people are basically good. We know that Scripture tells us that men are born with wickedness in their heart. They're born with a sin nature. Covered that a little bit in my first hour. I'll get into that in a minute, so don't go anywhere, folks. 71% consider feelings, experience, or the input of friends and family as the most trusted source of moral guidance. In other words, human beings replace God in determining what is good, what is right, and what is wrong. Okay, now it's fine to go to, let me continue this. 66% say that having faith matters more than which faith you pursue. 64% say that all religious faiths are of equal value. 58% that if a person is good enough or does enough good things, they can earn their way into heaven. 58% contend that the Holy Spirit is not real. a living being, but it's merely a symbol of God's power, presence, or purity. In other words, they denied the third person of the Trinity. I have to express to you that blaspheming the Holy Spirit is the one sin that Scripture tells us is unforgivable. Just put that out there. 57% believe in karma. 52% claim that determining moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. So that's interesting. Self-identified born-again Christians. 78% believe that the marriage of one man to one woman is God's plan for humanity across cultures. 72% believe that God is the all-knowing, all-powerful, and just creator of the universe. 60% believe the Bible's accurate and reliable words of God. But 77% say that having faith matters more than which faith you pursue. This is born again. They've claimed to be born again. 69% accept feelings, experience, and the input of friends. 65% say there's no absolute moral truth. 62% contend the Holy Spirit's not real. 61% say that all religious faiths are of equal value. And 60% believe that if a person is good enough or does enough good, they can earn their way into heaven. So what would that talk about? Well, let's say maybe it talks about grace. I talked with Chaps about this in our first segment, in which the idea, you may have heard this saying, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Let me read some scriptures to you and see if you still think that that is an accurate statement. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Now, if you go to an AA meeting, they'll have you stand up at the beginning of the meeting and say, my name is Greg and I'm an alcoholic. I'm not, never was. But that's what they would have you say, okay? So they would have you declare that. Now, the purpose of that is that before you can fix a problem, you have to identify that you have a problem, and that's the confession, and I get that. However, Scripture says this. Okay, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Let me repeat that again. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. So what happened to sin? Where did it go? What was the purpose and the transformation that took place that, according to George Barna's research, is dismissed? It's not in view. Instead, what is identified is, well, no, what we're going to do is we're going to listen. We're going to consider the feelings, experience, or the input of friends and family to make our moral guidance decisions. And it doesn't really matter what faith you pursue, as long as you have some kind of faith, that's all going to be okay. But this scripture here makes it very clear that a Christian's theology is that there is only one way into heaven. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. No one comes to the Father except by me. Now, let's just lay that out there and give it some perspective, okay? If Jesus Christ is the Son of God, if that is true, if we believe that is true, and as a Christian, well, that's the very first thing that we believe, right? We say that Jesus is the Son of God. And therefore, what he says, when he says it, he can't be lying. He must be telling the truth. So Jesus said in John 14:6, Thomas asked him, he says, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Let me back up a minute. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas says, wait a minute, we don't know. We don't know the way. And so Jesus makes this statement to declare the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nowhere in that translation, that context, is I am a way, I am a truth, or I am a life. No, no, no. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And then he makes this concrete statement in case there was any confusion about what he just said. No man comes to the Father but by me. You can't get to God any other way. Jesus Christ is it. Not Muhammad, not Gandhi, not Buddha. No other way. Jesus Christ is it. And then the good news, and this is what I was bringing forward to in our first hour, and it's so important I'm coming back to it. Why am I coming back to it? Because, look, if there's a seed, there's a seed in the population, and that's what this study is telling us, that there is a seed in the population that 7 out of 10 adults have adopted the label of Christian to identify their faith. 176 million adults. We've got 89 million self-identified as born again, 71 million self-identified as evangelical, 71 million that identify themselves as theologically born again, and then 15 million that have a biblical worldview. Integrated disciples is what they're referred to in this study. That's the smallest percentage of individuals, okay? So the Bible's accurate and reliable. The integrated disciple, 99%. Determining moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. Only 25% of integrated disciples agree with that. 65% of born again and 65% of evangelicals agree with that, and 52% overall. God is the all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect, and just creator of the universe, who rules the universe. 99% of integrated disciples believe that. Having faith matters more than which faith you have. Only 42% of integrated disciples believe that. 77% of born again, 74% of evangelicals. Your most trusted and primary source of moral guidance is your feelings, experiences, or the advice of friends or family. Only 4% of integrated disciples agree with that statement. But 69% of born-again and 65% of evangelicals. Folks, there's a problem with that. That's why there's been this embrace of the idea that I am a sinner saved by grace. I'm a sinner saved by grace. It's a lie. You're not. Because a sinner saved by grace means that you are going to continue to struggle with your sins. And Paul has written very clearly here what happens. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Okay, now listen to me very carefully when I tell this to you. This is not an onus on you. This is not me, Pastor Greg, saying, oh, well, okay, so what are you saying? If I sin, I'm not saved. No, what I'm saying is that if you are still caught in that sin, if you're still struggling that, then you've not fully gotten a hold of the incredible gift that God gave you and the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. And I'm not bringing a message to condemn you or even maybe necessarily to convict you. I am bringing you the true message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the message of hope. How do I overcome? With everything happening in the world today, all of the temptations that exist in the world today, and as wicked and cruel as all of that is, how do I walk out this belief? I understand why people say, well, as long as you've got some kind of faith, because the reality is that most of the people who are saying that I'm Christian are really just kind of saying, I've got some kind of faith, and I'm hoping that it's going to be enough. I'm going to try to do enough good things to outweigh the bad things, and when we put it on a scale, I'm going to hope that that makes the difference. And folks, what I want to tell you is that just rolling the dice, and you don't have to roll the dice with Jesus Christ. You don't have to roll the dice with Jesus Christ. With Christ, you can know. You can know today. You can know today. You can be set free. I'm going to tell you how when we get back. I'm not making this up. And I'm not condemning. I want you free, and so does God. Back with more right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza Cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? In Matthew 7, Jesus says to those who come to him and say, Lord, Lord, we've done all these incredible things all in your name. And then he says, depart from me, I never knew you, you who practice iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness, iniquity is evil. Iniquity comes from the idea that we and not God get to decide. Your most trusted primary source of moral guidance is your feelings, experiences, or advice from friends and family. 69% of born-again Christians agreed. 65% of evangelical Christians agreed. 54% of just plain born-again. And 71% of the 69% of Christians, those claiming to be Christian in America, say that statement is true. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not true. How you feel about morality, what you've experienced, the advice of friends and family, unless it comes from God's word, it's not true. But here's the thing. When we are knowing that we are compromised, then we are less apt to take a stand for righteousness, holiness, and biblical morality. And if we won't take that stand, we have to understand these building blocks. So what Pastor's doing here is saying, look, America, the Constitution, John Adams quote, our Constitution is fit only for a moral people. John Adams understood that the only way that our Constitution, which essentially gives all of the freedoms and all of the liberties to the people, you and I, to we the people, and puts all of the restrictions and all of the walls and all of the barriers on the government interfering in our private and personal lives. But if you're going to give a people back their freedom, and that's what our founders were doing, they were giving us back our freedom. If you're going to give them back their freedom, then it only works with a people who revere someone that is giving those rights to them. And I'm not talking about government. I'm not talking about the President of the United States. I'm talking about God Himself. And the only way then for the nation to have success is for the people in the nation to get the truth of the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ so they can get set free from the bad stuff. Go in today, please, and read Romans chapter 6. Read that in Christ you are dead from your sins. They're dead. They've died. They were crucified. You are really set free. And make Galatians 2:20 a declaration this weekend. If you need help with that, reach out to me, Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. God bless you and have a great weekend.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.